Today is Friday, March 29th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is Good Friday. It's also National Nevada Day. It is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. It's National PETA Day. And it's also National Lemon Chiffon Cake Day. So, I'm a fan of lemon muffins, lemon cakes, lemon cookies. I really like, and I think I'm allergic to citrus. Not in a bad way. I don't have a horrible allergic reaction, you know, that's life-threatening or anything like that. But my eyes will itch, and my nose will itch. The same thing happens when I drink. Well, when I drink alcohol with lemon in it, when I eat something with lemon in it, it's like there's just some itchiness that goes on. So there is a little bit of a reaction, an allergic reaction that happens, almost like, you know, allergies to pollen or anything else. It's weird. I still eat it, but there is definitely, and if I cook with it or anything like that, there is definitely a response that happens. But I love it, so I still eat it, and I still drink lemonade and drink other things that are lemony and citrusy, but yeah, there's that. We all have these weird things that just, these weird different allergies and different things that our bodies think, oh, this is, you know, this is a thing that we don't like, that your body doesn't like, so we're going to make you itch, or we're going to make you have some sort of reaction. I was watching this YouTube video earlier. Technology has given us so many things. And I know there are all these people that are afraid of technology, and, you know, they're, and of course, with anything good, there are ways to use it for bad. And that always happens because there are going to be those people out there that, you know, they're like, oh, I'm going to use this for bad things. So AI, you know, the generative AI and even machine learning and stuff like that, that's been around for much longer. There are always ways that you could use that to do bad things. One example of that is, you know, and bad is a relative term because, you know, war, nobody likes war, but then there are times when there are oppressive things going on where maybe there is some need for some sort of force to be applied, you know, or whatever. But I don't want to get into that political, but I'm just saying, like, but bad, you know, bad, you know, Ukraine is using drones. And a lot of people think that's good because, like, Ukraine is defending themselves. So anyway, technology, I don't know, it's just amazing. So this, the video is Neuralink, which I believe is a company that's either owned by or a large investor is Elon Musk. And a lot of people don't like Elon Musk. And I personally, I don't love him either anymore. I used to think he was an okay guy until he bought Twitter and I learned, you know, how out there he can be and how weird and stuff like that. But anyway, he's a partial owner, and people have different thoughts about, oh, should we integrate technology with our bodies? You know, is that something we should be doing or whatever? But the video, less than a month ago, they implanted, Neuralink is a company that makes chips or computer chips that are meant to be embedded in the brain or somehow attached to the brain. I don't know. I haven't really done a lot of, you know, research into it. I know that it exists. I did a little bit of research one day when Mark and I were looking, you know, we were looking for something, or we were eating, and somehow Neuralink came up, and I Googled it on my phone. That's about all I know. And I don't even remember what exactly I learned then, but I know a little bit. So I was watching this YouTube video, and it's a paralyzed guy. I'm yawning. It's a paralyzed guy And he is the very first. He just got the brain surgery like 3 to 4 weeks ago. And he was at the company at Neuralink just answering questions and talking to people and whatever. And he is able, and I know this is like the first versions of this because they literally just got approved by the FDA maybe 6 months ago, 8 months ago for human trials. And they embed this thing into their brain, and then he's able to control computers. So he was able to play Mario Kart with his brain. He was able to play Civ 4 or Civ 5. He was able to move a mouse around and do things. And he's completely paralyzed all the way from, I mean, his head can move. But other than that, anything neck down, he's paralyzed because he had some sort of accident. And it's really inspiring. Like what, I mean, he was so happy, like so happy and thought it was so cool. And he was just telling all the people at the company, oh my God, you guys are the best people in the world. Thank you so much for doing this. And he was just so happy. And I thought, man, that is such a good thing that can be done with technology. And I think the ultimate goal is possibly to give these people ways to move, ultimately. But, you know, the first thing is just to get, because if they can get people controlling computers, then people with MS, people with other, you know, there are other things, paralyzed just for other reasons, like accidents or maybe born, you know, there are all kinds of scenarios I think this would work for. The first thing, you know, you can control a computer because there are so many things that you can't do if you can't control your arms and your legs. And I was thinking, they didn't go through like what the use cases might be, but I was thinking, you know, he's in a wheelchair, of course. And, you know, it's ingenious some of the ways they've come up with to get for these people who are disabled to move around and control these things. And they have this thing, I don't remember what it was called, but it's something like puffer or something like that. But it's a tube that he can puff into. And like a hard puff is forward. A soft puff is something else. And then like a suck is like a move backwards. So he can control his wheelchair by blowing into this tube or sucking this tube. But think about it. Once they get to the point where this embedded chip in his brain can communicate with his wheelchair, then he can move his wheelchair with his mind, basically. And then I can think of like other scenarios, and I'm sure they're going this way. You know, there are exoskeletons that are being built where someone who doesn't have use of their limbs or whatever, they can put them in this exoskeleton, and then if you can control a computer, you could actually walk. You could actually like move your arms and stuff like that. You can control the exoskeleton. And maybe at some point they're thinking they can somehow interface this with the nervous system, and like be able to control the actual arms. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how far they're going to go, but it's just amazing to me what we can do. And then you mix that with generative AI somehow. I don't know like what that would look like, but it's amazing. That's all I'm saying. It was an amazing video, and it was very heartwarming and uplifting and all of those things. And the quality of the video sucked. I don't know who they had taking this video and like what, it was so jerky. Like I don't know if it was the editing what do you do to a video? It's not encoding. I can't think of the word, but when you're rendering, you render a video when you're done editing it. And anyway, so yeah, it was very like jerky. Something was wrong, the rendering or something. But yeah, it's cool. It made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And then I took Sydney for a walk, and I will just say, Sydney the dog, not Kathy Bacon's daughter. I'll just say the same family, there's this family that walks their dog with no leash. And and the dog stays with them. I mean, you know, to be fair to them, The dog has not chased after us or anything. Even though Sydney is visible, this dog, and it's a big dog as well. So it's probably a well-trained dog. I'm always amazed when there are these dogs where I've seen dogs in the city when Mark and I think we were in Seattle or somewhere. I can't remember exactly where we were, but it might have been Seattle. And we're walking around going to this aquarium because I love aquariums. And we're walking through the city. And there's a guy walking with his dog. No leash. The dog is just walking right beside the owner in a crowd, if the owner stops, the dog stops. If the owner keeps going, the dog keeps going. So, yeah, there are dogs that are really well. I mean, Sydney would not. There would be no way. She would chase the first dog. She loves people as well. She would be chasing after people, like trying to lick them. And she would not stay. I mean, we had to put a leash on her. Like, there is no. There is no. But this dog, now, the dog stays with the owners. But I just don't think they should be walking their dog with no leash. There's always a chance that the dog could run off. We have other neighbors that let their dog just roam the neighborhood with no, like a cat would or something. I don't, again, why are you letting your pets just roam around? It is not, it's not a good thing to me. No matter how well trained they are, I don't think it's a good thing. So yeah, I'm going to cook dinner here in a little bit. Mark is running in Bentonville, which is where the run is that he's prepping for the run. And we're going to eat and have a relaxing evening. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday, everyone. Have a good weekend. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.